Zen and the Art of Slicing and Dicing. We generally associate the tea ceremony in Asian traditions with the study of attention. Each aspect of preparing, serving, and pouring the tea becomes a practice, a way to follow one's awareness. Engaging in a life activity while practicing mindfulness makes the task a moving meditation. It's often difficult to remember in the frenzy of meal preparation that a self-awareness practice is possible. The quality of your attention also impacts the quality of a meal, from the thinness of the slices to the consistency of the chopping to the comfort of your hand and arm as you work. Many times, professional and amateur cooks experience soreness from chopping. The hand gets fatigued or the arm gets strained. Every finger connects via the musculoskeletal system up into the shoulder and finally into the ribs and the back. Focusing too intently on one's fine chopping movement without awareness of the rest of yourself creates tension all the way to the back. Conversely, learning to listen to other parts and enlist bigger muscles can help you to chop more easily and eventually more quickly without strain. Developing awareness of the back and shoulders while chopping can be a pleasurable experience that can enhance your awareness practice as well as improving your slicing and dicing technique. Before you begin a chopping or slicing project, try the following simple series of movements. Bend your chopping arm at the elbow so that your forearm and hand are vertical, your fingers pointing to the ceiling, and your palm in profile. Support your elbow by bringing your other hand across your chest and resting your elbow in or on your opposite hand. Very slowly, allow the fingers of your chopping hand to begin drooping down till your hand is limp at the wrist. Just as slowly, uncurl your fingers and straighten your hand so your fingertips reach for the ceiling. Repeat this motion very slowly, as if you were doing it underwater, several times. Imagine that your fingers are dipping into warm oil that slows them down. If you go slowly enough, you'll notice that some fingers move more easily than others. Do the fingers stay apart or stick together? Notice if any tensions appear in the shoulders, the forearm, the neck, even your face. Sometimes we chop just as hard with the jaw as with the knife. After doing this movement about 10 times, let your arms come down and just pause. Feel the difference in your two hands. Now extend your working arm straight out in front of you. Begin lengthening your arm as if someone were pulling it forward, or as if you were reaching for something, then let it return. As you do this movement, what do you feel in your shoulder blade? In your upper arm? Many times we just reach with the arm, never engaging the big muscles in the back. Can you let your shoulder blade move? Sense the movement in your ribs as your shoulder blade slides along them. After about 10 times, let your arm come down. Notice if you feel anything different in your two arms. Now raise the same arm straight up to the ceiling. How did you do that? Was it painful? Difficult? If you fold your arm so your hand moves toward your face first, then let the hand travel upward, it can be much easier for people with shoulder problems. However, if even that hurts, you can do the same movement with your arm extended in front like before. Imagine that you have a light bulb in your hand. Begin a turning movement with your hand and arm as if you were screwing the light bulb in, then unscrewing, turning your hand and your whole arm first one direction, then the other. Can you turn your arm in such a way that you can feel your shoulder blade move? Once again, after about 10 moves, slowly lower your arm. Of course, at this point, your other arm might be jealous. If you wish to do the same thing with your non-chopping arm, feel free. Otherwise, pick up your knife and see if chopping feels a little different now.